This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to do today. Rhea Hughes will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We got to make a deal at 12:30. The trade deadline is 10 days away. Training camp starts this week for the Eagles. Lewis Coco in for Kyle Quinn today. Good morning, Hugh, and the actual Hugh Douglas is back.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing? Hey, listen, just as an aside, if you're not funny, don't try to tell jokes. Funny stuff.
That's good advice.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of times that especially on social media, that people will try to be funny, but it doesn't land well because people know that you to be a dry individual.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's like, is that really funny?
It's not really funny.
Is it a joke?
Because nobody gets where you're coming from, for the most part. You know. So you need to probably, you know, diversify your friend group a little bit and learn how to be a little bit funny.
It's the old Charlie Manuel thing. It works for baseball, works for life. Know thyself. You have to know yourself.
Yeah, you got to know thyself.
You got to know your limitations. You got to know who you are. And you know what? I think that helps us get into the conversation here about the Phillies. All right, so there's a lot to unpack here from the weekend with the Phillies. So they have the All-Star break last week, right?
Yes.
And they were off for the most part, except Schwarber with his home run derby exploits and winning it with the swing off at the end of the All-Star game. But it was a quiet week for the Phillies. They come back Friday night. We're all ramped up for the second half. And the weekend, for the most part, was a dud. And really isn't a surprise because the Phillies haven't played great baseball since the beginning of June. They've been kind of a 500-ish team for a month and a half now. Mm. Now, there was some good this weekend, right? Bryce heated up, and that's a big deal. That Bryce looked more like himself, said he felt
started
more like
to get him. Comfortable.
That's a huge deal. Did you tell everyone?
I tried to tell you before I left, but I got ridiculed.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
Because I was like, you know, because somebody, you know, used the word slap hitter. I didn't mean it like that, but I guess that's the way people took it.
Well, you did say that.
Okay.
Oh, before July 4th. We haven't worked together in a while. Yeah, you did. You said as long as he's moving runners,
yeah,
right?
He's moving runners. Oh, I didn't say slap hitter. I said moving runners.
Yeah, but then you kind of has the connotation. Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but I didn't say that. But, you know, diehard baseball fans got in their feelings a little bit. Now he looks like the Bryce of old.
Well, he does. So he had a big week, or at least week, that series in San Francisco. We had that big game in the blowout they won.
Yeah.
And then over this weekend, he had three home runs, right? Then that's a huge deal. Now, here's what's not great. The Phillies lost 2 out of 3, and they lost 2 out of 3 to the Padres before the break. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants before that. The Phillies haven't played great baseball in a while. And Hugh, what's interesting to me, and I've been thinking about this for a while. It's funny. What I'm about to say, it's one of those things where I've probably brought this up in our meeting before the show like five times the last month. And we went with different things that day, and we just kind of shelved it. But this thought has been in my mind for a while. And what's interesting is this weekend, the Phillies lost another series, and this weekend the Phillies spoke in terms of the future, and John Middleton spoke about the team. And Hugh, every time I hear the Phillies speak, every time the Phillies talk, they talk like a team that has already clinched something. They talk like a team that believes they're ready in the postseason. In fact, listen to John Middleton. So John Middleton, this Friday night spoke, right? He spoke before the game on Friday. He said a lot of different things. Really interesting. Lewis, let's hear from John Middleton here. This was Friday. Listen to what he said about the Phillies bullpen and how it could look different down the line.
And one of the things people have to realize is a bullpen in the regular season is an entirely different animal than a bullpen in the postseason. If you go back, like I was talking to Dave about this about a month ago, and I said, John, and I think it was 06 when the Tigers, which he was running, played the Cardinals. He said, the Cardinals' bullpen was very mundane, very average. He said, we weren't concerned about it at all. And then they put Adam Wainwright in the bullpen. And overnight, it turned into a really, really good bullpen. And so you think about it, we only need three pitchers, and we don't need our fourth pitcher until the fourth game of the division series, right? So you need three pitchers, and everybody else goes to the bullpen.
We don't need our fourth pitcher until the fourth game of the division series. That, of all the things, and we're going to get through a lot of what John Middleton said this weekend, that blew me away. The Phillies are a half game up on the Mets right now. They're not six games up. This isn't like last year where in the June you realized they were going to win the division. They're in a dogfight to win their own division. And then there's the muck of the wild card if they don't win the division. Look, as we look forward to the trade deadline, 215-592-9494 for 10 days away, I don't believe the Phillies are even a lock to make the playoffs. This team is 20-21 since the beginning of June. They have played mediocre baseball. Now, they've started to make improvements. We'll get into the David Roberts thing, right? They signed Robertson yesterday, and hopefully he can help this bullpen. I expect them to add at the deadline in terms of a relief pitcher and another bat. But Alec Bohm's on the injured list. The Phillies have currently three or four hitters you could even trust. Their starting rotation is great. Their bullpen is bad. We know what they are. They're 20-21 since the beginning of June. I don't even believe they're a lock to make the playoffs. I found that fascinating and just like eye-opening that the owner's talking about their rotation in the second round of the playoffs. John, your team's a half up in first place. You have a losing record since the beginning of June. You got to make the playoffs first. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where do you come down? We've watched this team now for, what are we talking about? Their record is 56-43, right?
Yes.
So they've played 99 baseball games. That means there are 63 games to go in this season. Hugh Douglas, would you say right now they are a lock to make the playoffs?
Yes, I think they are. I think that when you saw Bryce come back to life this weekend, that had something to do with it. And when you look at the history of this team since I've been here the last three seasons, they've been in the playoffs.
They have.
So it's one of those things to say I think it would be, I'm not going to say ridiculous because as I look at the standings, it's really tight.
It is tight.
Whoever
falls out of the division, the Mets or Phillies, that wild card is
I'm
more
looking
challenging.
You're talking about they're tied for the same record,
yep.
56 wins. Then you look around, you look at the Cubs, they're right there. They got a few more wins than the Phillies, and the Dodgers are right there. The Fathers, you know, a couple games behind you. But I feel that the way that this team is constructed, and to your point, Joey, like I'm not going to lie, after the All-Star break last year, we were still kind of in that 50-50 range.
Yep.
They have to be a little bit better than that.
They do.
But I feel like they're in a good position to make the playoffs, so yes. That's why you could be a little bullish on that, because the standard has already been set, in my opinion. When you talk about what they've been in the last couple seasons, if they fall short of the playoffs this year, oh, boy, head's going to roll. So they're going to make it to playoffs,
so
in my opinion.
I'm glad you said the things you said there, because it's interesting. So they are in a pretty good spot standings-wise, but there are more good teams this year than there have been in other years.
It's tight.
And so the first team that's out of the playoffs right now is Cincinnati. They have 52 wins. The Phillies have 56. So four games cushion the Phillies have of just being in the playoffs. Last year at this time, while they weren't playing great, that cushion was more like 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, it was a little bit, yeah.
They had a cushion, and they could screw around. And Hugh, you mentioned last year in the second half, they basically were 500, and it was still good enough to win the division and make the playoffs. Let me just give you, if the Phillies play 500 baseball the rest of the way, so they're 20-21 since the beginning of June, they have 63 games left. Let's say they go 32-31. Now, we all want them to be better, but if they go 32-31, that's 88 wins. I'm not sure that's enough. Like, they need to be better. And that's why the signing yesterday of David Roberts, it was interesting to me because he's a good pitcher. He's been here twice before. He was a free agent, so they don't have to give anything up. The only thing about it is,
we're banged up.
Well, he didn't pitch this year because he was waiting for the right contract.
Yeah.
So I wonder when he's going to be ready, right? Like, I don't think if you trade for someone, they arrive here tomorrow and
they're ready to go. He has to ramp up a little bit.
Right.
We're talking about it, yeah.
I don't know if it's quite as long as a spring training, but it might be a few weeks before he's ready to pitch in games. It's another thing that strikes me as like they don't feel the need to make a move for now. They're thinking about the playoffs, which is great, but you got to get there first. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? You know, there's a lot of talk the next 2 weeks or so, 10 days, about what the Phillies need to do to win the World Series. My first view is they have to make the playoffs first, and they're only a half game up on the Mets. They're only four games up on a playoff spot. The team I've watched for the past month and a half doesn't look very good to me. Where do you come down? Are they a lock for the playoffs? Because that changes the way you view everything. Luis Coco is in for Kyle today. Luis, good morning. Where do you come down on the Phils? Losers of two out of three this weekend. Is this team a lock for October as we get into who they should add to try to win in October?
Good morning, gentlemen. Look, before you brought up the point, if they go basically 500 baseball for the rest of the season, 88 wins. I predicted 89 wins before the season started. However, I did not think it was going to be this close in the division.
Yep.
Or really in the National League. So, and we talked, you know, before the show started, the Brewers, the Cubs. I mean, all these teams are really
tight.
It's going to be tight. Bryce coming back and having a big weekend. Schwarber obviously had a pretty good weekend too. That makes me feel a little bit more confident. I do think they're a lock. I mean, even Hugh said it. They hadn't been playing super, super well and still have been making the playoffs the past couple years.
Yep.
So I think just as a fan reaction, just a total gut reaction, I'm like, yeah, when the Phillies have been making the playoffs and haven't, you know, even when they hadn't been playing as stellar of baseball. The weird thing is, though, and you actually brought it up, Joe, Middleton, when he spoke and him in that clip talking, I did clock it as he wasn't so worried about right now.
Yeah.
I think they need to stay locked in, put their pedal to the metal. You know, do not take your foot off the gas. So are they locked? To me, yes, but it is a little bit worrisome that, you know, maybe they are going to have their eyes on October before they even got there.
Yeah, so like if this was last year and the Phillies were seven games up in the division and then the owner's like, yeah, we're not going to need our fourth starter to the second round, that to me would be logical. Like, all right, you're going to be there. You have like a 99% chance to make the playoffs. This year's team has obviously a great chance. They're in first place. It's July 21st. But boy, they don't strike me as a team that's a lock for the playoffs and they're talking and acting like they're one. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the phones. First, though, Hugh, how was your overall vacation in Nashville?
Oh, man, I got banged up. I drank some wine.
Kyle told me the week I was at, you talked about taking a Bucky's cup to the winery and having them fill it.
It didn't work like that. Yeah. It didn't work. And I didn't know the winery's closed early, Joe.
Some do. So once in a while, you'll find one that like they'll stay open to 8 or 9 on a weekend. But during the week, 6 o'clock, they close those doors.
Yeah, they get you. They don't want to get you too drunk. But yeah. I had a time, man. I went to the, Mountain Valley Winery.
I've been to that one, in the Poconos.
Yeah, in the Poconos,
I've been
man.
There.
And I think I like the white wines. I think I like white wines better because of the flavor profiles. They're a little bit more crisp.
Look at this guy over
you
here.
You know, I mean, some of them were a lot sweeter. Some of them were a little bit more, you know, subdued. But I enjoyed the whites. I really, really did, man. And it was, I like the red, but it just feels like the whites, the flavor pops a little bit more for me. And you get a little bit more of a buzz. All depends on which ones. You got to have some apricot wine.
I do like the different fruit flavors in the white.
Yes, yeah. It was nice, man. So I think I'm more of a white wine guy.
Are you a wine guy, Lewis? Are we 3 for 3 on the show today?
I'm actually not a wine person. I'm
until 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm a beer guy and a wine guy.
No, I had a couple of those, too. Had a couple beers.
Yeah.
Maybe I could become a wine guy. I mean, if you, 3 weeks ago, it wasn't, then.
No, but see, I drink.
Happened fast.
Coco, I drink my wine like I drink Kool-Aid. So, you know, it's I have a heavy pour, and we sprint through them bottles, man. Because them bottles ain't that big. They're not that big.
Well, it's only a couple glasses per bottle.
Yeah, it's only a couple glasses.
Yeah, you could never work at a winery because they're usually a little more conservative with their pours.
Oh, yeah.
They cut you off. Yeah,
no, because when they gave you the little things to taste, because you get like about 4 or 5
it's
to
tiny.
Taste. Man, what the hell y'all doing? But I guess it's for you to figure out what kind of wine you want to drink.
And then you go back up and get the bottle. Yeah, that's the way it works. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's start with the Phils. Your reaction of the weekend. Ranger not great yesterday. Bryce red hot. Schwarber doing his thing. But the Phillies lose 2 out of 3. And to me, the Robertson signing, which in a vacuum is good. I like David Robertson. He's been a quality pitcher for a long time, and this will be his third stint here. But really, it points to the signal I got was the Phillies and they're locked for the playoffs. Like, if he's ready in 3 weeks, a month, whatever, we're thinking about October. My perspective is they got to get there first. And I'm watching a team since June 1st that's 20-21. They don't look like a lock playoff team to me. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Monday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Welcome Back Douglas Day, man.
Hey, man, what's going on?
It is a Welcome Back Douglas Monday. What's up, Chris?
So, guys, I agree with Mr. Douglas. He's rested. He's locked in today. He's ready to go. The Phillies are also a dead lock to make the playoffs.
Deadlocked. Under 500 since June 1st. Deadlock.
Deadlock. Do you realize that Fangraphs currently has us with a 90%, that's 90% chance of making the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much, and I'm not a big bettor, but I bet you Hugh Douglas would wager a whole $2 on that, and he may even bet more than $2. They're making the playoffs. Guys, let's lock in here. Bryce is locked in, okay? He is hot. He is showing us what he could do. He's no longer trying to push runners along, which was nonsense.
that was ridiculous. I was so upset when he said that.
Yeah. I mean, of all the takes that were nonsense, that was nonsense. Schwarber continues to be Schwarber. And guys, the other guy nobody's talking about, JT is quietly heating up. And that is huge because he has been missing all first half. Noel is getting closer to come back, and I guarantee you Dave will make moves. Joe, you said this. If they don't make the playoffs, who's the first man fired if they collapse?
Well, it should be Dombrowski. He should be out of here.
Dombrowski, and then Topper's right behind.
Yep.
So he's not – his job's online, so he's not about to let this thing slide. But, guys, can we go back now? Can we talk about last week? Because, Hugh,
yes.
I'm so proud of you. Hugh Douglas, you expanded your palate. You're experiencing some good whites on vacation. It was just exciting to hear.
Dan had a ball. Had a ball.
Hugh, be careful, though. You just went on the radio and said that, you know, you prefer the whites. You might get some calls.
He's just getting ready for Wednesday. Training camp starts. You got exciting whites on Wednesday.
No, yeah, we got the exciting whites. But I was, you know, for those who don't have friends that have humor, I was talking about the wine, you know.
White wine as opposed to white people.
That's what we were talking about.
I like white people, too.
I like white people. I like white wine.
I like everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, though, I saw some pictures that have surfaced that have gone viral with you at a Coldplay concert.
That was not me.
Photos, but that was not you.
I have thoughts on that.
I knew you would. Last week when I was with Elliot was like, if he was here, this would be the whole show today.
For sure. Guys, and I'm going to let you go, but we're going to change it up a bit here. Get your brain started. You ready?
Mm. Yes.
16, 1, 25, Schwarber. Welcome home, you.
Chris, yeah, appreciate
you,
Chris. It, buddy.
Thank you.
Good phone call.
That just made me a bet. I had to put me a parlay together because I didn't get a chance to put one together.
For tonight? Yeah. You got a Phillies-Red Sox parlay?
You know what? I didn't put the Phillies in here because I didn't want to, you know.
Oh, wow. Well, locked for the playoffs, but you won't bet them to win the game tonight.
No,
with Wheeler on the mound?
I was just doing a quick parlay, yeah. But I put him in there, yeah.
By the way, you know who starts against the Phillies tomorrow night?
Who's that?
Dick Fitz. That's right. He'll be on the mound tomorrow. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
You're welcome back, buddy.
What's going on, man? Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Man, I love a good Twitter beef, and I don't know what was going on yesterday. I kind of got the gist of it, but some people definitely need to go to a barbecue or a cookout.
They need some black friends. Just go ahead and say it, Jeff. They need to get some friends with color because, geez, I don't know anybody. It's a wine glass sitting there, and I said, I think I like the whites, and somebody said, well, you always go talk about color. Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, when you're talking about wine, it's kind of hard not to talk about the color. It's white or it's red.
That's what I'm saying.
It's white or it's
and
red.
And when you go into the wine thing, it says exciting whites. It says that.
Yeah, I'm more of a beer guy myself.
I had a couple of those, too. I had some beer.
Yeah.
Beer and wine pairing is not the greatest.
No. It's a beer day or it's a wine day.
Yeah, you can't go either. You know what I mean?
Yep. Joe, well, that stat that Chris just brought up from FanGraph with the 90% chance, mm-hmm. Joe, you're that 10% chance sitting there holding a grenade just ready to lob.
So, no, hold on. Hold on. Here's my point. that those percentages change on a dime. Like if the Phillies lost three in a row and the Reds, I think the Reds are the Reds are the team that are the first team out, right? If they win three in a row, that percentage will be 55 on Friday. So like I don't get too caught up in those until we get really late in the season. Then it's like, you know, with 3 weeks to go, you're up six, it's 95%, it's probably over. Jeff, my point isn't that I think they're going to miss. It's interesting to me the way they're acting. Like, the Robertson signing is fine on the surface. I liked him when he was here, and he's been a good pitcher for a long time. But, like, they're getting a guy that probably won't be ready for at least a few weeks. He's got to ramp up. And it just strikes me as, yeah, we're getting him for October. And even Middleton talking about the second round of the playoff rotation, like, John, you're a half game up in first place. Last year, when they were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 up on the Braves, that's the kind of year where you start talking about October. Like, you got to make it first, guys.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with what Lewis was saying. The take I get from Middleton is that he's not concerned about immediately right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're not going to get Robertson. I mean, well, he's got a fresh arm, but he's got to build it up.
Right.
So they have to make a move. I had them at 96 wins in the beginning of the season. I'm sticking to that. And if they go on the current pace they're on, yes, Joe, you might be right. But I don't see them staying on this current pace. I see them picking it up here relatively soon with Bryce hitting the way he has. And Hugh, you were right. Start out with just moving runners, making contact, and build yourself up, and now you're hitting a home run.
See, so, I was trying. But see, when I said it, nobody.
You didn't say it like that. You basically were okay. Hugh made Bryce Harper a slap single sitter.
No, that's what you heard.
And now you're walking it back.
That's what you heard.
Well, I know what I heard. Nonsense, Jeff.
I think they'll be fine, Joe. I think they're going to win the division. Also, I don't trust the Mets at all.
Well, it's the funny thing is I don't either. I mean, the Mets have played pretty bad baseball for a while. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. So the Mets thing and the Phillies, you could look at it one of two ways. One, you could say the Mets have played poorly, and the Phillies will outlast them, and that you could look at it that way. The other way to look at it is the Mets have been terrible since the beginning of June, and the Phillies should be up more. Like, if I had told you in the beginning of June the Mets would be as bad as they've been since then, you'd say, oh, the Phillies will be up 5 or 6 games. They're up a half a game. And the Phillies should have built a bigger lead on the Mets, considering how they've played since the beginning of June themselves. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? There's been a lot of talk, and there will be for the next 10 days, on what the Phillies need to add to win the World Series. I'm looking at what they need to add to make the playoffs, to win the division. I don't think they're a lock right now. I think they are a favorite, certainly, but not a lock to win this division and make the postseason at all. Where do you come down on the NL, the Phillies, what you saw this weekend? Bryce Harper with 3 home runs, 215-592-9494. When we come back, your phone calls, and we'll let you hear more from John Middleton. He had a lot to say this weekend about the moves they've made in the past, how that pertains to now, what they almost did last year. A lot of interesting comments from John Middleton this past weekend about the upcoming trade deadline, and more on David Robertson, the newest Phillies reliever. 215-592-9494. We're back. Are the Phillies, and are they a lock to make the playoffs? We'll talk about it on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription.
Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're both back after Hugh was sipping some wine over the past week.
Sipping wine.
In the Poconos, whites, reds, all the different kinds of wines. All right, your reaction to this. I don't believe the Phillies are a lock to make the playoffs. There's a lot of conversation out there about what they are, what they aren't, what they need to go win the World Series. And I'm like, wait, can we walk before we run? Can we crawl before we walk? The Phillies are a half game up in first place. I think they have unfortunately wasted a month of really bad Mets baseball. What a month of mediocre Phillies baseball. They should be up five games. Instead, we're up a half here in a very challenging National League. I think they are likely to make the playoffs, but not a lock. Where do you guys come down? Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? We'll go through a lot of the names over the course of the day that have been rumored down to the Phillies, and there's a lot of names now that are popping up. We saw some guys this weekend in an Angels uniform. Taylor Ward certainly would look good here in a Phillies uniform. We'll get to all that the weekend that was. 215-592-9494. Rhea's going to join us at 11. But let's get to some of the things John Middleton said this weekend. He spoke on Friday before the game. I thought this was interesting, and you know, you always wonder how much of this stuff is posturing, how much is just really what he feels. But here's Middleton Friday talking about, hey, you can make a big move, it could work, and it still might not lead to a World Series. Here's Middleton Friday night.
If you go back to like 9, 10, and 11 for us, when Ruben was the general manager, he did an extraordinary job. You know, got Cliff Lee in 09 at the trade deadline, added Pedro shortly after that. You know, after 09 season and the offseason, he brought in Roy Halladay, extended him, brought in Roy Oswalt in 10 at the trading deadline, re-signed Cliff, you know, after 10 during the offseason, brought in Hunter Pence. Every move he made, it was an A-plus move. And every player that he brought in performed at a very high level. And we still lost. You know, and not only did we not win the World Series, but we exited every year one round earlier than the year before. And then so if you kind of empty the cupboard, you can do everything right and you still don't win. It's a bad call, it's a bad break, you know, a bad bounce of a ball. It's some guy who just gets ridiculously hot and on the other team and beat you. So those things, you have to take that, you have to weigh all that, because we're going to be playing baseball in 5 or 10 years from now, right?
Yeah.
And we want the fans to be excited about the team 5 or 10 years from now. And to do that, you can't just trade everybody.
Hugh, what did you make of that? Because he's not wrong. What he said in the beginning is absolutely right. Like, the Phillies could trade for the best available player.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they're definitely going to win the World Series. And he referenced, like, hey, we traded for Cliff Lee. Hey, we traded for Roy Oswalt. We traded for Hunter Pence. those were all good trades. They all helped made the team better. And none of those years, they won the World Series. But at the end, when he's like, hey, the Phillies are going to be playing baseball in 5 years, and we want people to be excited then, it makes me wonder if that's his way of saying we're not going to get the best guy out there because we're thinking long-term, not just short-term.
Well, you're right about that, because that's one of the first things that popped into my head. Joe was like, damn, why? I understand being forthcoming, but you can't tell people, you can't always tell them how the sausage is made, man.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Because that makes a lot of sense, and you're right. But when you tell that to your fan base, the first question that pops in my head is, okay, well, why are you telling us this story? Do you think you're going to fall short? And then the emphasis for me was on, we fell shorter and shorter every year. Like, dog, you can't, like, if you feel that way, you can't share that, because you're the man in charge. You're the guy that's making the moves. You're the guy that puts these players in position. So basically, you're throwing a caveat out there like, hey, we're going to make these moves, but it's still not guaranteed we're going to win the Super Bowl,
right,
or we're going to win the World Series. We're going to try to win it, but no, nobody wants to hear that. Like, I don't believe in lying to people, but sometimes you have to massage the truth just a little
bit. Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? And when you say it like that, man, anybody that's listening to what you're saying, that's exactly what they hear. What do you mean? Like, you're already, it's almost like you're installing a mechanism just in case you lose to say, hey, well, I tried to tell you, we made the move. No, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear about the labor pain. Show me the baby.
You know what I want to hear from John Middleton on Friday? Our goal is to win the World Series.
That's it.
We're doing everything we can to win the World Series. Obviously, I mean, we all know they're not going to purposely trade away everything of their future for right now. They have to have one eye on that. But I don't know. I don't need you to remind me about that. I understand that they didn't win the World Series in 11 and 10 and 9. We all watched the whole thing. It almost felt to me like he was setting us up for, we might not get who you think we're going to get, but hey, even if we got him, we might not win the World Series.
And it's a little bit scary, too, because the past few years, it's kind of been the same
thing. Exactly.
Like, we went all the way, then we got a step further away, and a step further away, and a step further away. Is he have a safety valve out now? Like, hey, if we're another step further away this year, can't blame, we tried. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me. Like, you either succeed or you don't. 215-592-9494. He also said this, and this is interesting because there's so many teams still in the race right now, right? You know, look at the wild card race. There's probably only, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 teams that are more than 5 games back of a spot. Like, there's a lot of teams still in this thing. That's what happens with the extra wild card. Here's what he said about people we might think are available. Maybe they're not actually as available as we think they are. Here's Middleton on Friday.
Some players you think we should be getting, they're not going to be available. And other players you want us to get, they're going to be available, and it's going to be an arm and a leg, and we're going to say no. I mean, we had that problem last year with Crochet at the trade deadline. We made a spectacularly good offer. So good that Dave looked at me at one point and said, I don't know that I should be doing this. And he said, you know what? I'm ambivalent. If they take the deal, great. If they don't take the deal, great. I'm really happy with keeping the guys we were going to give them. And that's the way I was. And I think, so you have to balance that. And that's, look, he's got 40 years in the business. And nobody's perfect. Nobody makes every call right. But he's made a lot of them really well. And so you just have to trust Dave to kind of think this through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy.
You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's interesting, Hugh, with the trust, Dave, and, you know, last year they made a big offer for Crochet, but ultimately it didn't get the player. I think it was one of the days I was out. I saw a clip of you and TK talking about the idea of trusting Dombrowski. Like, Dombrowski's track record is amazing, right? 40 mm-hmm. years. He's won the World Series multiple times. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. His track record with the Phillies isn't quite as great.
No, it's not as stellar.
Yeah, because he's had these moments in the past where he's gotten the guy to put his team over the top. With the Phillies, it hasn't happened yet. And I hope this is the year, because they're not getting any younger. It feels like if it doesn't happen now, I don't know if it's ever happening with this team.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you feel like they're getting older, especially Bryce.
Yeah.
He felt a little mortal this year. Now, luckily for him, it didn't take him that long to get going. It felt like it was just a couple of days, and then he was back to doing Bryce Harper things. But still, as you meander through this and as you get older, hell, 7 years? That's how long he's been here?
This is the seventh year, yeah.
7 years. That's a long-ass time.
Yep, it is.
And when you talk about, and I hate to bring this up, but it's the truth. I mean, and this is a part of his legacy, and I'm pretty sure it's probably starting to weigh heavy on his mind, too. The Nationals won when you left. You know, and I know that's not a thing that we like to talk about.
But it's the truth.
But it's the truth.
It happened.
It's the truth. And you've been here, and you've been an integral part of this Philly success over the last seven seasons. And you've gotten close. You got there. But you've kind of been regressing the last couple seasons. So, yeah, that has to, as a former player, that starts to weigh on you a little bit. You start to wonder, like, damn, will I ever break through? Will I ever get back to that moment and actually win one?
Yeah, like, I understand that an owner and a GM have to posture, right? They can't come out and say exactly what they're thinking, exactly what they want to do, because they're just signaling to everyone, hey, ask us for everything we have because we're desperate. I know that. I just hope deep down there is a sense of urgency from especially the owner, but the GM as well, to make the right move. Because as I've said all morning, I don't even think they're locked to make the playoffs right now. They need help. I mean, we saw the lineup this week, and Hugh, we got the news on Saturday, Alec Bohm, which is pretty bizarre, right? He got hit by a pitch two Sundays ago, and then he had the All-Star break, and then he came back and played Friday, and then Saturday, yeah, we got a fractured rib. So Alec Bohm's going to be down for a few weeks. So I watch this lineup right now, and it's like, all right, Trey, all right, Bryce, all right, Schwarber, and then it's, uh-oh. I mean, I heard Ruben this morning say this lineup after five falls off really
tremendously.
I mean, that's And Hugh, every rumor we see says the Phillies are in on arms, bullpen arms. Hugh, they need a bat too. Like, I don't know what order they're watching, what lineup they're watching. They think this is good enough. They need another bat.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they feel like, you know, with Bryce turning the corner a little bit, you know, and it's harder to get a bat, Joe. It's probably easier to go out there and try to get some pitching than it is a really good bat, especially when you talk about how tightly grouped everybody is. So you have to be real strategic in trying to figure that out right now.
Well, I understand that, but I just hope there's some urgency there. Because if they don't add a bat and Robertson is the arm, I mean, like, it's not going to be good enough. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Now, the Phillies are locked to make the playoffs because they're operating and acting and talking like they are. I hope deep down there's a more of a sense of urgency in what they have to do here. It is our Twitter question. Interesting, early on, the Twitter poll, 59% say no, they are not a lock to make the playoffs. Where do you come down? Aaron in San Diego, up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
You?
Yes.
How are you?
How you doing, Aaron?
You know, Hugh, if you're ever out in San Diego, I would love to take you out to Temecula. They got about 20 wineries up there. You would love to take you out there. We could do some wine tasting, you know, break some bread. Kind of, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like wine. I think I'm a fan of wine, though. Get you banged up.
I would like to see you and Aaron in a winery together. That would I'd get enjoyment out of that.
Here's the thing, Joe. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were to go and have wine with me, we would do nothing but laugh and have a good time and pick at each other. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we would be comfortable with each other, right? And we'd have fun with each other and pick and stuff like that. But sometimes in life, you think you're a little bit more comfortable than you should be in a situation. And you put something out there, and it doesn't go over as you expected it.
You mean me or you?
Well, I am just talking in general.
Oh, in general, okay.
You know, sometimes you bring the radio to social media, and sometimes it's magic, and other times it's just simply tragic. And the way that it is typed and the way that it is read is two different things. And, you know, being new to social media, it's something that, you know, we have to learn. And I learned a very valuable lesson this weekend.
Okay, I think Hugh's saying we're good.
You're forgiven. We're forgiven. But it's like you have to diversify your friend group a little bit and learn how to, when you write things like that, put the LOL, because unfortunately, Aaron, we living in the time right now where some of the lines are blurred and some people get it and some people don't. And it's just hard to say nowadays. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate that it's that way, but that's just how it is.
Just so you know, that face that I put at the end of that statement was a sarcastic face.
Hey, listen,
just so you know, Hugh, you know, in terms of multicultural, I'm married to a Filipino woman. My kids are mixed race.
That's cool.
You know, in California, you can't help but have multicultural friends. My problem is that when I'm with my multicultural friends and we're comfortable, we pick at each other. We have fun with each other.
Yes.
I misread my relationship with you. I got too comfortable, and that's my bad.
You know what, Aaron? It takes a big man to admit when he was wrong, though. I appreciate that, man. And maybe I was a little bit too heavy-handed, but you got to understand, Aaron, I have been drinking for like 4 days straight.
That will change things.
You know what I mean?
That'll alter the response a little bit.
You know what I mean? Been drinking for 4 days straight. And, you know, to go on social media and see that. And I'm like, damn, dog, we out here getting banged up. And we did,
I showed the interaction to my 17-year-old. And I was like, what do you think of this? He's like, that's pretty funny, Dad.
Now that we've hugged and made up, what do you think about the Phillies, Aaron? Are they a lock to make the playoffs?
Hey, you're lucky you did this day, because if Kyle was here,
if Kyle's listening on his way back from wherever he is, he's annoyed that we let you do this for this long. Aaron, are the Phillies locked to make the playoffs?
Okay, so we are World Series bound. I mean, come on.
Oh, geez.
The one issue was the bullpen, right? We filled that this weekend, right?
With a 40-year-old that was unemployed. Yeah,
been here third time's a charm.
Go plan out the route for the parade in November. Go ahead.
Well, Here's what I got to say is Middleton.
I was being sarcastic about the parade route.
I can't tell.
I know where it is. He was still banged up.
Listen, I just got a shout out to Middleton, to Dombrowski. You guys better get on your horse and get something done, because we are one day away from our Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
We're back!
Preparing for the wagon train.
It is football time. They
winning this day.
They arrive tomorrow.
We are going to camp winning this day.
And Hugh and I are going to be there doing the show live on Wednesday from training camp. We're back. It's football
Reedus,
season.
You know, I'll think about that Reedus.
Oh, I know. I hope they're ready, because I need that Reedus truck out there on Wednesday.
I'm bringing my Bucky's cup.
It might not be free with the Bucky's cup. That cup's too big.
Joe, it's getting to be about that time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away, because on September 4th, the Eagles wagon train departs for the final destination, Levi's Stadium in Super Bowl 60. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Like it, Aaron. Good phone call. We haven't had one of those in a while. It's been since an Eagles chat.
Nah, got me kind of fired up.
Me too. I don't know if it's
more. We are back.
You think it's more because the Eagles are back Wednesday, or more because the Phillies are bothering us right now?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay. Because if the Phillies had swept this weekend, I don't know if we get an Eagles chant in the 10 o'clock hour.
That's fair.
I think it's a little bit of both. But yes, camp is back on Wednesday. Now, here's the question, Hugh. Are you excited for football just because football's back? Or are you excited that we will probably take at least a couple day break from breaking down Jalen Hurts and where he ranks on everyone's list?
Well, man, listen. Yeah, Jalen Hurts get a little bit of a rest. But you know what? Since we're here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it took 45 minutes.
Since we're here. I just want to give a shout out to N'Kobe Dean.
Okay.
Because
was he at the winery?
No, he wasn't. Okay. But N'Kobe Dean is not afraid of fashion. Did you see his outfit that he had on at the
ring ceremony?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't. So we're gonna break down the rings coming in a little while, but what was he wearing? I gotta look this up.
Man, it was like a bright yellow fit. It was bright. I think that was the at the ring ceremony. But N'Kobe is not afraid to wear colors. He's not afraid to wear colors. And he is not afraid to jump out there in that whole fashion thing. I was just like, wow, because, you know, me being a bigger dude, like, I probably couldn't have pulled that outfit off.
Did you know this about him before? Or is this new?
No, N'Kobe has dressed, like, there's been a few times. I remember when, I think it was at Jalen Carter's, when he got drafted. Mm. He was at his event. And he had on a bright outfit. But he's not afraid of colors, though.
The Eagles have a lot of well-dressed players.
Yeah, I mean, N'Kobe's not afraid to wear colors, man.
Would you say Devontae is consistently the best dressed?
Well, Devontae's more of, I guess the word is conservative.
Yeah, but his suits pop.
But they pop because he's a slender guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they always look
it?
Tailor-made.
Is that the N'Kobe thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a cool suit. Like the bell-bottom pants or something. That's a bold fashion statement right there.
That's exactly what that was.
You know what I mean? Especially when you got most people now that are going to the more European cut suits. He went with the Steve Harvey look.
What was it called? The sucker?
Seersucker?
Seersucker.
Seersucker. Yeah, the Seersucker is more like a pattern.
Right.
It's like, you know, when you see, like, it's a Southern suit. Like, it has, like, the polo does them. The polos, the Seersuckers are the nicest. Yeah. But, yeah. Seersucker, sir.
You can tell the show's back now. We had in the first hour here, we've done some wine talk, some race talk, and some fashion talk.
We're
checking all the boxes.
No, but
that was
a bold, like that's to go to an event like that and wear that outfit. That was a bold move on his part.
Those are some wide pants.
Yes. It looked like some MC Hammer pants. It gives me a little MC Hammer vibe.
I could see that. I got that one. Dominic's in Cherry Hill. Dom's up. What's up, Dominic?
Yo, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Dominic?
How you doing, buddy?
Getting ready to fry up some bacon. Shout out to Hugh.
Bacon?
Hatfield.
Man, had no bacon in a while, man. Shout out to Hatfield.
Wait, you went a whole vacation without bacon?
Man, I was too busy being banged up.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. So, a couple things, guys.
I thought you had a seal in the background for a minute. Then I said, that's a baby.
Yes.
I got the little guy right now.
How old?
But I need to.
How old is the little guy, Dominic?
He is one of the twins, actually. I have twins, but he's turning 3 at the end of August.
Oh,
there we go.
Man.
I mean, he wants some bacon. I can hear it.
Oh, yeah, he's pumped. He said he wants waffles, bacon, all that. We're covering the food. We covered outfits. We're doing it all.
There we go. All right, Dom, what do you got? Are the Phillies a lock? What are you feeling?
Absolutely not. And you know what? Unfortunately, what I took away from this weekend is we're not always going to have Schwarber to bail us out with a grand slam. Like, I was so frustrated during that game. Now, granted, it was an awesome ending towards the game, you know what I mean, with Harper and him going yard. But my God, was it frustrating. The base running errors, you know, I'm not even confident in 5 through 9, like, in the lineup. I don't even know if we have protection after Harper at this point. Like, I hate to be a Debbie Downer about it, but I'm just thinking about that Mets series. And to hear that, you know, John Middleton interview, it doesn't give me any confidence that they are going to get something done. And all I keep thinking about is Max Kepler whenever he's talking about Dave Dombrowski. So I just had to say that.
And Dom, I'm so done with Kepler. Every day he's here, I'm more angry. Like Friday night with the pop out, yesterday with the line out, he stinks. Like, it's amazing how many at bats they've given Max Kepler this year. It's insane.
He's horrible. And every time we have somewhat of a momentum, he's a momentum killer.
Yeah.
The game finds him.
He's a Ben Simmons. They're going to start just, you know, evolving a game plan around when he's going to be up. It's a complete weakness. Well, you know, him and Rojas in the lineup together, it's like, you know, what are we doing?
Well, and I thought it was telling this weekend when they let Rojas hit. It was a spot where typically they would pinch hit for him with Kepler. I think they're just done with Kepler. I think Topper is now just waiting for Dombrowski to get Kepler off the team.
Trying to figure out something to do.
Yeah, I mean,
I would love it.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where you send him out there to bat on the lineup, and then you pinch hit for him in his first at bat. That's where I'm at.
Just to show him, hey, we're done with you here. Dom, we appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the bacon. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? I feel like this has been hovering in my brain for about a month and a half now. That, like, they're not playing like a playoff team. They haven't been playing like a playoff team. Even Saturday, which was an awesome and fun game, with a pair of Harper home runs this weekend, you get the home run by Schwarber, the grand slam Saturday. They needed a Schwarber grand slam to not get swept by the Angels at home. Like, does anyone realize what's going on here? This has been a pretty mediocre team for the better part of a month and a half. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are they a lock to make the playoffs? I feel like the standings are almost tricking us a little bit. They're in front of the Mets, but the Mets have been one of the worst teams in baseball for a month and a half. They've been on a huge struggle bus. If the Phillies had played better, they could have buried the Mets. They haven't done that. Now we're only a half up. We got to worry about the wild card. Where do you come down? I need reinforcements to make the playoffs. I need an outfield bat. I need another reliever. The Roberts thing is fine, but that's only one piece of the puzzle. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop on. All right, coming up, Rhea Hughes will join us. We'll discuss the Phillies with her. Are they a lock for the playoffs? Middleton's comments and what Ruben Amaro said this morning about the David Robertson signing and what he thought of when they signed David Robertson. It was interesting because it was a comp that showed a camera had as well. And if it works out that way, we're all going to be happy because the guy that they were referencing helped the Phillies get to a World Series. 215-592-9494. Rhea joins us next. Your calls as well. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.